Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This week, Governor Kristi Noem signed an executive order to merge the State Departments of Ag and the Department of Environmental and Natural Resources, or Environment and Natural Resources, I should say. And that is a controversial merging. SDPB's Laura Rohde talked with farmers and producers about their concerns. You can find that story online at sdpb.org/news. Today, we welcome SDPB's Kevin Wooster for his thoughts on the merger. You can find his column, on the other hand, on our website at sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Laura. It's great to be back. I don't know why Kristi doesn't call me. We haven't figured that out. She just won't call me and check first.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because that was when Laura Rohde talked to farmers and producers. They were asking the same question, which is basically they had no idea it was coming. There wasn't a lot of warning that this was something that was being considered, and that didn't set well with them. So you didn't get a call either.
No,
but you're coming at this from a different...
It.
Yeah, you don't get calls anyway, right? I don't know why.
I don't know why either. So I reach out. I say I'm here for you. Give me a call. I can help you out. You know, crickets. That's all I get.
But I call you all the time. Ask for advice.
Provide some help.
I highly recommend it.
I'm sure that'll help.
Yeah. So you are coming at this from a perspective as an outdoorsman and a hunter and a fisher and someone, or an angler, someone who spends a lot of time, you know, wandering the wild spaces. What are some of the problems that you see with merging these two departments, just, you know, that you immediately thought of when you heard the announcement?
Well, I remember, because I'm old enough to remember, back when South Dakota, for this relatively brief period of time, coming out of the Knipe administration, had a State Department of Water and Natural Resources, a State Department of Agriculture, and a State Department of Environmental Protection. That was a fairly short-lived period when we had that specific agency, because, in fact, I worked with some guys from the Department of Environmental Protection when I was at SDSU doing some reporting on some environmental and pollution issues over in the Brookings area. They came out and did surveys and tests and things like that. Bill Janklow, if I remember correctly, didn't like the idea of having that there. So that agency, the Department of Environmental Protection, was merged back in with South Dakota Water and Natural Resources, and that eventually became South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And I had some reservations about that move. So clearly, I have some reservations about this move, where we would become the only agency, really state agency in the country, that doesn't have a standalone entity protecting the environment, which I think is a bad idea at the state level. Worry about a lot of things. I'm an outdoorsman. I love to hunt and fish. I think about it. I worry about it. I worry about the outdoors and how it's being affected by activities, including ag. I also grew up on a farm, so I'm sympathetic to the needs of agriculture and want agriculture to survive and prosper. I just want it to do it with a very healthy and environment. And I think the best way to do that is by having two separate agencies that promote their particular causes. Because if you look at the mission statements, they're very specific, you know, the Ag Department is to promote, protect, and preserve South Dakota agriculture now and in the future. And the DENR's role was to preserve and protect the public health and the environment by providing environmental monitoring and resource assessment and technical assistance and helping with fire environmental projects and regulatory services. What inspired me to write this was the press release and the way it was framed by the governor's office, which to me was troubling and revealed a lot about the reality of this merger.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. What can we sort of glean from, you know, her frame of mind or the priorities of the governor's office as you look at that communication?
Well, words matter, and words reflect actions or philosophies or intent. Usually, and when you see the governor comes out and praises it as a great thing for agriculture and the sustainability of agriculture and passing it on to our kids, and she does mention conservation, agriculture and conservation, but it won't create a one-stop shop in state government that'll make things easier and cut regulations and save taxpayers money, and apparently they're going to eliminate some positions. And, you know, Larry Roden comes in and celebrates agriculture and the importance of protecting it, the lieutenant governor, a rancher from West River, and Hunter Roberts, who I like, and I think he's a very competent, you know, honest public official. He doesn't mention the environment. None of the three of them mentioned the environment specifically and the need to protect the environment. And we actually have to get to the fourth quote sent out by the governor's office, which is from a representative of the Farm Bureau, Scott Vanderwall, a producer from over in the Bogan area, who's, a good guy, and I think a guy that is concerned about the environment, too, as he farms, before he mentions the role of agriculture in protecting the environment. But while you make sure that the ag operations are financially viable, and I'm for that, I just say that if you're leading mission statement for an ag department is and has been for a long time to preserve, protect, and you know, assist agriculture to financial success, there are going to be some unbelievably predictable conflicts that come into that, which is why we should have separate agencies.
What about this idea of, you know, there it's not for nothing that a handful of people will lose their jobs, and there is a cost savings. Do you see that, you know, some of the people in Lura's story, farmers and producers, did not think it was enough of a cost-saving measure to really make a measurable difference? So their point was, hey, this is the biggest industry in the state. We should have our own department. On the other hand, do you think that the cost saving is worth losing the Department of Environmental and Natural Resources and the work that those regulators were doing?
I usually don't. In the years that I've covered government, state government in South Dakota since the 70s, I've seen times when we go in and we pull out a bunch of employees and we get excited, or FTEs, you know, if we don't actually eliminate people, we eliminate positions and then we don't hire those. And often those positions are filled again because we realize they were needed. And in my experience with the department, the DENR, they are often overmatched by demands with the staff they've had, or were often. I don't know if things have changed. I can't imagine they've changed very much. And that the people in the environmental groups that I used to cover and the wildlife groups were often complaining about inadequate regulation, inadequate testing, inadequate surveys, and that the DENR wasn't doing enough, in part because they didn't have enough resources to do what they needed to do. I for the number of jobs you're talking about eliminating and then the amount of savings that we're looking at in the overall budget, you can always make an argument where little savings add up to big savings, but at what cost? And to me, I think the potential cost here is obvious, and I think the intent, if you read the press release, is pretty clear. Somebody should at least have the common sense to say, and this will really benefit environmental protection in ways that we'd like to list here. The fact that nobody did tells me that they didn't think about it, and it doesn't matter very much.
You can read more of Kevin Wooster's thoughts on this. On the other hand, and that's the name of his column, it's on our website, sdpb.org/Wooster. It's not a done deal. There's 90 days. Lawmakers have a say in this, so we'll keep this conversation going. Kevin, thanks so much for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura.